Gardaí believe a 47-year-old man who died in Drogheda in County Louth on Christmas Eve was the victim of a violent assault. They've launched a criminal investigation into the death of Brian Reynolds. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has more. And Helen, what is known about Brian Reynolds and how he met his death?
Yes, Mary, 47-year-old Brian Reynolds was discovered last Thursday evening with what Gardaí say were serious injuries. He was found at about 7:30 at a house in Rathmullen Park in Drogheda, and he was then taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. He died there on Saturday, which was Christmas Eve.
Who was he, Helen?
Well, locals say Mr. Reynolds is reported to have been very well known in the area. Not only did he live there, but until recent years, he had also run the local shop there. Yesterday, flowers were laid in his memory, locals saying it was very sad and he was a very nice man. Now, the mayor of Drogheda has said that Gardaí have indicated they do not believe that Brian Reynolds' death is related to a feud that had been ongoing in the area. Councillor Michelle Hall said while there was some relief that the death is not believed to have been feud related, she said that they have the death of a man who was very much loved in the area where they have seen a lot of tragedy.
So what do we know about the course of the investigation at this stage?
Well, Mary, Gardaí believe Mr. Reynolds was the victim of a violent assault. A spokesperson for An Garda Síochána was saying that Gardaí are investigating all the circumstances of his death. A full technical examination of the scene at Rathmullen has been concluded. A post-mortem has also been concluded. Gardaí say the results of this are not going to be released for operational reasons. At this stage, this remains a criminal investigation. An incident room has been set up and Gardaí have appealed for anyone with information to come forward. There being asked to contact Drogheda Garda Station, the Garda Confidential Line or any Garda Station.
And that's our reporter Helen Donoghue at 6 minutes to 9.